story of the day, we have Robert Kelly. Hello, Robert.
Hi, Wallace. I've been working from home since last Wednesday, so I don't quite have the pedigree that David and Michelle have.
What do I hear? Is there something in the background there? Is it a
not
dog?
At my end? Oh, I don't think.
Okay, there's something I'm just.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm just.
Oh,
I'm,
was that me having my cup of tea?
That's maybe you, David. Yes, indeed.
Sorry.
All right, now Robert, you wanted to talk about this wonderful competition that has literally gone off. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so at the moment I'm helping out on Jesse's Afternoons show, and we thought on Monday we'd put this thing out and say, hey, if anyone wants to make a critter, because we do like a lot of native critter stuff, make a creature out of Lego and send us a photo and we'll pick a winner on Friday. And we thought we might get, I don't know, 15 to 20 entries. I'm currently up to, I think, 264.
Wow.
So the people of New Zealand have absolutely gone for this, and we are getting literally hundreds of them, and they're not slowing down. You have until midday tomorrow to get your entries in to jesse@rnz.co.nz. Please tell me what the critter is, because me having to ask you sometimes can seem a bit rude from my end. But well, we've had...
Yeah, I'm sorry, Rod. I'm actually just looking at some of them now on the website, rnz.co.nz/afternoons, or this gallery there, isn't there? And some of them are just wonderful. I'm looking at, for example, Maui's dolphin, Fletcher, yep. Age 7. And, oh, Toby has done a wonderful birdie there. Tell us more about what we've got going on.
Well, Toby's, I think, is the Piwaka Waka, which is the fantail. And we've had a lot of those. So that is one of the more popular critters. I think partly because making a tail out of Lego really appeals. It's an interesting form. We've had a lot of orca. We've had one walrus. There are a lot of people operating outside the brief. So the brief is kind of a New Zealand indigenous creature. But people are taking an improvisational jazzy approach to that. So we've had an exotic bird from a five-year-old, which I really liked, and I'm going to murder this, but a Dunkleosteus.
You have murdered it, haven't you? What is it?
This isn't my area. Well, Wallace, it's an extinct genus of an arthrodire, placoderm fish, that existed during the late Devonian period, which, for your interest in mine, is about 358 to 382 million years ago. And that's a two-scale model that's been made from...
I can picture it now.
That's online as well. So we've got everything from that through to some very simple, beautiful...
And how old was the person who did the Dunkleosteus?
They were nine.
Nine?
And I don't want to... I don't want to cast any nasturtiums at people, but I do wonder about the level of parental involvement in some of these. But I'm choosing
Mum and Dad been doing the homework.
A well-established tradition.
Yeah,
it's important. So I'm waiving all suspicions of that. But there are some truly wonderful things, and I just want to read a couple of the emails that have come through with them, because to me that's almost more interesting, because we're getting a kind of social history of how people are coping in the lockdown. So this is from a kid called Sailor. I heard you talking about the competition and decided to join. I am 11 years old, and I live on a catamaran with my three sisters, Mum and Dad. I have played with Lego my entire life. I have made a mother fantail hunting bugs to feed her 16 chicks, which is the average number of eggs for fantails. Thank you. And I just love the way they're written. Like, every communications professional in the country could take a lesson from these. You know, they're written carefully, clearly, and to the point. And I just absolutely love the enthusiasm that's going into it. So don't stop.
No,
keep
don't
sending
stop.
Them in.
250 plus, and you've got to take a look at some of the entries, because they're just really, really something. And my co-worker, my 2.5 year co-worker, we've got Lego, but we're just at the stage of building a chimney, one block on top of the other. We look forward to doing a Dunkleosteus or whatever. Robert Kelly, thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, just talking about childhood things for a moment. Yes? All three of you have a chapter in my book about Bulrush. It's just occurred to me. I like that.
I'm honored.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Right. My time at, it was Manurewa East, wasn't it? Bulrush there. That's right.
Yeah. And Rob had a harrowing story about having his head half smashed apart.
I've still got the scar, David.
Yes.
From the incident, not from my appearance in the book.